USA Radio News with John Hunt.
8 out of 10 voters believe that things are still out of control in the United States, with majorities concerned about the spread of the coronavirus, pessimistic about the economy returning to normal before next year. Those were the major findings of a Wall Street Journal poll that was conducted May 28th through June 2nd during the aftermath of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. And the death toll from the coronavirus had just passed 100,000 and after millions had lost their jobs. However, the survey was conducted before Friday's surprising jobs report, which found the unemployment rate declining to 13.3% when it was expected to be as high as 20 to 25%, and the economy adding 2.5 million jobs in May. According to the poll, 80% of registered voters say they feel that things are generally out of control in the country versus the 15% who actually believe things are under control. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A call about a suspicious van led to an ambush that resulted in the death of a Northern California sheriff's deputy and injuries to two other law enforcement officers. Sergeant Damon Gutzweiler was fatally shot during the confrontation in Santa Cruz. A second deputy was injured. The third officer from the California Highway Patrol was shot in the hand. Gutzweiler was a married father of one child, with the second child on the way. The suspect, identified as Stephen Carrillo, was shot during his capture and is being treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A re-energized tropical storm, Cristobal, continues its advance toward the Gulf Coast, having spawned a tornado in Florida and bringing heavy rains that already caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico and Central America. Outer rain bands are already spreading across parts of the northern Gulf Coast, and conditions are expected to deteriorate. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said that Cristobal has sustained winds of over 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another nation is accused of playing games with its coronavirus data, and USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Brazil's government has stopped publishing a running total of coronavirus deaths and infections in an extraordinary move that critics call an attempt to hide the true toll of the disease in Latin America's largest nation. On Friday, the Federal Health Ministry apparently took down the website that had showed daily, weekly, and monthly figures on infections and deaths in Brazilian states. On Saturday, the site returned, but the cumulative numbers of infections for states and the nation were no longer there. The site now shows only the numbers for the previous 24 hours. Brazil's last official numbers showed it had recorded over 34,000 deaths related to the coronavirus, the third highest number in the world, just ahead of Italy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ivanka Trump called out cancel culture after plans for her to give a virtual commencement speech were canceled at Wichita State University amid criticism of President Trump's response to the police brutality protests. The university said they would refocus the ceremony on students, with Rebecca Zinabu, a nursing graduate, as the only speaker. On Friday night, Ivanka tweeted, "Our nation's campuses should be bastions of free speech. Cancel culture and viewpoint discrimination are bad for academia. Listening to one another is now more important than ever." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.